This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenblum.
We suck, so your self-quarantine doesn't have to.
Mark Grody.
I think there will be lasting derivatives of this once we get through it, and hopefully we will, with minimal damage, that people will be more aware, honestly, of washing their hands and
good thing.
And apparently wiping.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and bake. Come on.
Where's Toby?
So I'm practicing, you know, social distancing, and I have a few tips for everybody, you know. You know, no sharing pipes or joints, things like that.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK. Is he responding yet? Trash Panda? I'm asking if he's responded yet. I know, we're on the air. I'm just wondering if we're all here. Steve Rosenblum and Mark Grody. Saturday Suckage. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi. Were you worried I wasn't going to be here?
Yeah, this Trash Panda came on and said, okay, Grody's supposed to be on. He says he's on, but he's not responding to me.
Yeah, and you're ignoring me.
Is that sort of your dating life experiences? Is that mirroring it? Are we dealing with the need for therapy? So I just thought I'd ask if he responded to him yet. So hi, Mark.
Hi, I'm here. Yes, I'm responding. I like to play a little game since we broadcast from home, and that's how close can I get sort of the right to the start of the show before I plug in? So I don't have to... But right, I don't have to have 1 second extra with my earbuds stuffed in my ears than I have to. So it's a little game I like to play, Steve. And today, I scared our producer, apparently.
Yes,
but I was
saying
hello, and he wasn't responding to me.
Well,
so,
no, I responded to you. You didn't respond to me.
Well,
now, girls, you're both
Adam,
pretty. Cut it out.
I didn't hear you. but here we are. Okay. Everything's fine. Settle down. Stop yelling.
Should we restart the show?
No. No, because I need to pick up from what happened last week, and we didn't get to cover it, amazingly. Like, we don't do anything interesting.
Quit yelling.
We don't do anything that convoluted, but I need to know, Mark, where's Dave the Cat, and why does he hide when we do radio?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that, because he was just in here sleeping on top of my backpack, And as soon as we started the show, he's standing. He is right now. Dave the Cat is standing on the counter right near the coffee and staring at the refrigerator. So I don't know what's going on with him. He shouldn't be up. Well, I don't really care. He can do what he wants.
Is Dave part of the WB Club? Is he sort of tripping out, expecting the refrigerator to look like Fantasia?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's looking for his stash. Maybe his stash is behind the coffee pot. I don't know. I don't know what he does.
All right. Well, if you hadn't figured this out, people, this is Saturday Suckage. We're broadcasting from the Scores
Suckage.
Yeah. We're broadcasting from the Scores Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. We have quite the show today. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll be here at 11:20. Packers. And the Bucks and Bears fans are really caught. Like, the team they hate versus yet another Tom Brady Super Bowl. This is really a vexing kind of thing. He'll be here at 11:20. We'll talk about that with him. Rick Camp, the Scores pregame, postgame, the Bulls radio concierge. And we're going to talk to him about suddenly a team that has won three in a row. And we will see, and now they have the Lakers tonight. J.J. Stankovitz will be here at 12:40. Always one of our favorites, and he got done wrong by the local cable outlet that doesn't know squat about reporting and just chews up good people and is really an embarrassment to any kind of credible reporting, NBC Sports Chicago. And we will do What Mark Heard, and we will do What Are You Doing, Wegner. And we will replay the interview that Bruce and Craig did with Billy Williams.
Craig, yes.
Craig, at his friend, about Billy Williams' friend Henry Irvin. But first, let's start with this Mark Rohde, Bears reporter. The Bears have a new defensive coordinator, Sean Desai. So he will be replacing Chuck Pagano. Now, they've gone through this process where we had heard names. You know, what's true, what's not, what's serious, what's not, I don't know. Aaron Glenn, Saints secondary coach. Jonathan Gannon, Colts defensive backs coach. James Betcher, a former defensive coordinator for the Giants and Cardinals. And Mike Singletary, and that clearly that could, I hope to God there was never anything serious. That was just doing a favor for a friend, trying to keep his name alive and hoping to keep his pants up in the interim. Anyways, they selected Sean Desai, Bears safeties coach. So I need you to clarify this for me. The guy in charge of Eddie Jackson sucking worse this year than last year when he devolved from an all-pro or Pro Bowl safety. The guy in charge of the safety who never gave the Bears as big a game as his mouth is now in charge of the whole defense. Do I have that right, Mark?
You do have that right, but you could also, if you'd like, and this is like the life of a assistant coach in the NFL, getting blame and getting praise, you could also say that, hey, he was around in 2018 when Eddie Jackson was all pro, and he was awesome, and even in 2019, he was still good, and Sean Desai was around. So you can spin it either way, I suppose. But yeah, if that's the take you'd like, then that's fine.
Well, I fear that only because the player has an immense amount of responsibility, and The Athletic did a really good job of explaining that Sean Desai claimed that Jackson's dip in production was partially because opposing quarterbacks stayed away from him, but the last couple years have been very similar. He has two interceptions total the last 2 years. Both of them came in 2019. So Eddie Jackson bears a lot of responsibility for sucking, same as Robert Quinn. So who's the bigger, if you're talking about a project for Sean Desai and we're putting a face on it, is it Eddie Jackson or is it Robert Quinn as you see the defense, Mark?
You know what? I am going to say getting Eddie Jackson back to being a big-time playmaker is more important because he's going to be around longer. He is still part of the core. Eddie Jackson is young. You spent a lot of money on him. Not that you didn't spend a ton of dough on Robert Quinn as well, but I think that like Eddie Jackson is still young enough where you can mold him and teach him new tricks and be a teacher, whereas Robert Quinn is not, you know. He's not at that age where he's, I mean, I'm sure he's a good student and all of that, but once you start to get a little older in your career, you do things your way and you accept coaching and all of that, but maybe you're not as moldable as somebody like Eddie Jackson is. And, you know, watching the way Eddie Jackson played this year, it does seem that a lot of it was on him and not necessarily on Sean Desai or Chuck Pagano or any of those guys, just because there's too many times where I saw Eddie Jackson just not being involved in the tackle, not being a willing participant, kind of a half-assed attempt to strip the ball sometimes, but just not be a part of things, and maybe thinking that all his job to do was to attempt to intercept the ball, and that's great, but the other stuff sort of took a sink this year for Eddie Jackson. I'll say this about the Sean Desai thing. Like, anybody that asks me right now, hey, what do you think about Sean Desai as the new defensive coordinator? I have no idea what Sean Desai is going to be like as the DC. None of us do, and nobody can say that they have any idea, because he has been very buried within the Bears defensive coaching system. I mean, here's a guy who was quality control coach for a few years, and then the safeties coach, and a safeties coach that we didn't hear from a whole lot. We know that he is super smart. You know, he's got an undergrad degree in philosophy. He's got a master's degree. He's got a doctoral in educational administration. I mean, it's like in The Departed. You're an astronaut. You're not a cop. You're not a statey. You're an astronaut, kid. So that's Sean Desai. He should be in the potted. So I mean, you're definitely taking a risk. That's what this is. And, you know, I kind of like the idea of taking a risk, because I'd prefer that. Like, none of those, you mentioned those other names. Like, none of those other names really moved the meter. I didn't know much about those guys. They tried to bring back the old head coach who was satisfied to be a defensive coordinator, and Chuck Pagano. So they did that. So I didn't need, you know, another recirculation of a coach. So I think it's interesting, but it's a chance. It's a big time risk that they are taking, putting Sean Desai in charge of it all. He comes with great recommendations from a lot of guys in terms of his smarts, in terms of what his part in the Bears, his ability to, you know, teach X's and O's. But we'll see. We'll see.
The idea that anybody else who would, with great credentials, would have come in when it looks like it's a win or die year, or that remember when Mike Martz took the job with Lovie? There was nobody else who was going to take it when everybody thought Lovie was on his last year of his contract. And like, that's what this looks like. Yeah, Matt Nagy's got a win, or he's going to go. And Ryan Pace is already out the door, and should have been, except the Bears are just simply a clown college of an organization. But from the outside, that's what it looks like. So that's why you saw the names that were considered. And the promotion from within, I have no problem with that. They know more about Sean Desai than they know about anybody else, I would imagine. Now, the problem is Sean Desai has been around and as the safety coach. So the veterans looking at this guy doing the defensive coordinator job for the first time, you would think there's enough respect there, enough self-respect with players themselves to do this. I just don't know how this works. I don't know how it will work. And like you said, we haven't seen him do this. But the dealing with veteran players and knowing there's an urgency to this year to win, or you're in a heap of trouble, you're out the door, is very dependent on veterans showing their belief and support, and then the younger players, like, say, Jalen Johnson, following it, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. I mean, they've got to – he does have to get these guys to buy in. It seems like, from everybody that I've spoken to, players and guys inside Hallis Hall, that there's a ton of respect for Sean Desai and his work ethic. And not just that, but guys actually vouching for his actual ability to you know, the X's and O's to help to design a defense, teach defense, which is obviously the most important part. All the smart stuff, like, that's great. Like, that's cool to talk about. You know, a undergrad in philosophy and political science and a minor in biology just for the hell of it. And then, you know, the doctorate in educational. It's like, you got to have a minor, too. You know what? Let's do biology. Okay. Yeah. Real good. And this is the interesting part about Sean Desai is a relative rarity is that he didn't play, you know?
Again, that's another reason that veterans could look at him side-eyed.
Absolutely. And I think that he's been around enough and has shown enough to those veterans that they respect him. That's just the feeling that I've gotten. I talked to him once this year, one-on-one, and that was like week three of the season or so. So the body of work and, you know, the Eddie Jackson season, as you were talking about, and to Sean Gibson, like, we talked about those two guys. But, and, you know, he was impressive, but it was just kind of a generic interview, and that's on me more than anything. So I have not gotten a really good chance to know his philosophies, obviously not anticipating that he was going to be named defensive coordinator. But, you know, I like the way he talks, and like I said, we'll see. I mean, I think that it's pretty obvious that whether it was Chuck Pagano's fault or not, defense took a step back under him. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for Pagano, the reason I liked the Pagano hiring at the time, is because his predecessor was Vic Fangio, so you needed a credible face walking through Hallis Hall, like with those veterans and those stars. You had to have somebody, as you said, Steve, that they would respect. So that's why I liked the Pagano hiring. But for whatever reason, the Bears defense took a step back on his watch. So why not try something different? Roll the dice on Sean Desai, and if he doesn't work, then there'll be somebody else in there next year.
There'll be a lot of somebody else's in there next year, and they'll have to compete with the Packers, who are, again, the cream of the crop, and they're playing on home field. And we're going to talk Packers-Bucks with someone who covers the Packers. Maybe it'll be enlightening to the Bears ownership, how things work up there, where you're always competing, and you're in championship games, and you act like a heritage franchise. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Yeah. He's Mark Rohde. This is Saturday Suckage. Yeah, we're talking Bears. Of course it's Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The Bears.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rodgers takes, fakes the handoff, looks to throw, lofts it down the middle. Lazard's got it, and he's gone! He is gone! Touchdown! The Packers with a dagger!
That was Wayne Larrabee. WTMJ, the highlight. And that could have been any Bears-Packer game that Aaron Rodgers played in with the dagger. There's always a dagger, and the Bears never have the dagger. Welcome and welcome back to Saturday Suckage. We're going to go to the guest hotline brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. We're going to welcome in from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, Tom Silverstein. He covers the Packers. They'll be going to yet another conference championship game. This one will be in Lambeau, Aaron Rodgers' first. And it seemed like a big deal for him. I don't know how many fans will be allowed in, but is this a big deal, Tom? Thanks for coming on today. Is this a big deal and why?
Well, I think it's a big deal for him in that he's never gotten a chance to win one at home. But, you know, it's also not a big deal because there's going to be 6,500 people there, or maybe up to 9,000 maybe. And it's just not the same as it would be in any other year, you know, with the celebration they would have if they won. Everything's so different this year that I don't know how to really put it in perspective, because the whole COVID thing, it's just been an odd year.
That is for sure, Tom. Let me ask you another does it matter question. Does it matter that the Packers lost to Tampa Bay 38-10 back on October 18th? What are the Packers players saying about that?
Well, it does matter. I don't know if that's a benefit to Tampa or benefit to Green Bay. I don't think it's a benefit to Green Bay. I mean, they got their butts kicked down there, and a lot of things got exposed. And a lot of us thought that that was going to be the exposure of Matt LaFleur's offense, that teams were going to follow that. But it didn't turn out that way. And they're playing better than they were then. And I don't know. It could be a decent matchup. I do think that that defense attacks all of the weaknesses that the Packers have. You know, their offensive line is playing really well, but they're missing their all-pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari, and that has a little bit of a trickle-down effect. And then Rodgers, you know, under pressure, these older guys do not like pressure. And so guys get in their face in the cold weather. And I mean, it's the same way with Brady. The Packers have to figure out a way to get some pressure on him.
We're talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Packers Bucks playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. So the Bucks are this warm weather team, but they have a cold weather quarterback who has performed incredibly well in cold weather. He's sort of used to whatever you're going to get. What are the conditions going to be like? And what, if any, kind of playbook, when you talk about getting pressure on Brady, what can that Green Bay defensive line do? Because Tampa Bay can show you they can run the ball. And any team that can run the ball makes play action so much more dangerous for both of these quarterbacks. So yeah. What is it Green Bay can do to to Tom Brady or the rest of these guys that are used to, the others who are used to playing in warm weather?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, Mike Pettine, the Packers defense coordinator, was on the New York Jets staff, Rex Ryan's staff, when the Jets used to have some pretty competitive games with the Patriots, and they recognized that, you know, varying their blitzes and putting pressure on Brady and then getting up on his wide receivers and jamming them at the line of scrimmage was a way to at least compete with them. And what happened was that, you know, over time, the Jets didn't have the same talent. So I don't know if the Packers have the talent to do that, but they do have a really good nose tackle in Kenny Clark, and they have the ability to move Za'Darius Smith around into the middle. And I think that's what you got to do. You got to pressure Brady up the middle. You can't let him step up in the pocket and have room to kind of move side to side. You have to go right at him up the middle. So I think that's what they're going to try to do. And then as far as the weather, I don't think it's going to be all that cold. I think the one factor that will be in the Packers' favor is that the footing. They know the footing in that place, and it can get pretty slippery, especially when it snows and then they pull the tarp off. You have to know which cleats to wear and what parts of the field are slicker than others. So that might be their one advantage, I would think.
And they will allow some fans in, right? Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes. So 6,500 paid, and then I think like another 2,000 of first responders and, you know, frontline people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Aaron Rodgers this year, man, I mean, he's definitely headed for the MVP. I think he is the front runner at the age of 37. He has made, at least this year, Jordan Love obsolete, even though everybody was hyper over him being drafted number 26 overall for the Packers this year. Would Aaron Rodgers ever admit that he was motivated by the fact that the Packers drafted a quarterback in the first round?
Yeah, and, you know, he's sort of alluded to that, but something he's talked more about finding some kind of peace in his life, that he's sort of off the field, kind of just centered himself, grounded himself a little bit more. And I don't know if that had to do with his breakup with Danica Patrick or what, but he's talked about it a lot, and that, you know, he's not the same guy. And I mean, you see that off the field. I don't see a big difference on the field, other than I think he's kind of given in to Matt LaFleur's offense. I don't think he did that last year. I think he wanted a bigger say, and he wanted them to do things they were doing under McCarthy, and it was kind of a hodgepodge. And then this year, I think LaFleur kind of convinced him that this offense can be really good for him. And I think he finally just agreed to do it. And I think that's what's helped them more than anything.
Tom Silverstein is our guest, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking Packers and Bucks. So it seems to me the one thing that has helped Aaron Rodgers become even greater is the running game. And that makes play action even better. And he's just now they've got shots of him smirking at the offensive line as he looks over the defense. A.J. Dillon seems, for me, the key to that, especially if the Bucs are serious about putting the man mountain that is Vita Vea in the middle of that defensive line. A.J. Dillon's health, where does that rank on a list of Packers' concerns, and how solid is he? How much do you believe that he's going to play?
Well, just based on the bit we can watch in practice, it seemed like he was running fine. I think he just got a Charlie horse. You know, it was a play in which it was a bad handoff, and he ended up fumbling, and he just got drilled in the thigh. Now, how he could injure a thigh, I don't know if you've ever seen the size of his thighs, but he's like Earl Campbell-esque. And how he can injure that, I don't know. But I think he's fine. I think as big as a factor as he is, it still comes down to Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is what makes their offense really go. When he has a big day, they have a big day. And, you know, when he doesn't, then they rely too much on Davante Adams. So I think Jones is really the key. And then Dylan really could be kind of a third quarter, fourth quarter thing if they manage to get a lead and they could just kind of grind on Tampa. That might be where we see him.
Hey, Tom, I want to take a little turn here with you. What has been your view and thoughts on what has been going on with the Bears, with their quarterback situation, and where the franchise looks to you as somebody who is watching from a short distance?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that they kept Matt Nagy around. I was surprised that they kept Brian Pace. I thought that was going to be a done deal. I don't know. You know, they got to do something at quarterback, and they can't put all their chips on Mitch Trubisky. They just can't. I don't know how they can do it. They got to start over and figure out who, you know, whether there's a transition guy or whether they can get someone in the draft or sign someone in free agency. But Mitch Trubisky is never going to scare the rest of the NFC North. The Packers always looked at it favorably as facing him. So, I mean, they got to do something there. I think they have some tools there. Their offensive line played better late in the year. But, you know, and then their defense is getting a little bit older. So I would have thought they would get a GM who would just come in and start to remake the team, because it seems like they need to go in a little bit different direction.
They also looked at Jay Cutler as quite favorably, too, and any quarterback prior to that. What was the last time the Packers look at the quarterback matchup as favorable?
Well, the Packers really liked Henry Burris, so, you know.
I mean, wow.
You know, because they had him for a while.
Love Henry Burris around here.
Yeah, he was great. But, you know, Nick Foles, I don't know why they gave up on him. I've always kind of thought he was a gamer. But, you know, they got to find someone to build around. I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a standing headline. Yeah. It just goes on.
Anytime you want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Bears need quarterback.
It always works. So thanks for...
I didn't just give you the newsflash of the year.
Yeah, you did. Breaking sweetheart.
Sometimes we just like to confirm it. Yeah, we confirm with the outsiders.
Glad I could add to the suckage today.
Yeah, there you go. Tom, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Anytime, you guys. Take care.
All right. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bears have quarterback problems. Breaking. All right. Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
And it was just like, and you bring up Jay Cutler, by the way. and it was a Packer named Charles Woodson at the time who said, just stand there and Jay will throw you the ball, and damn if he didn't.
Yeah, yep, exactly. The Packers have been antagonizing the Bears for years, and it's got to stop. A couple of things here. I don't know. We didn't talk about this at the beginning, Steve, but Les Grobstein apparently has been found.
Oh.
And we're hoping to have him on the program at some point in time because he could add some Hank Aaron layers for us, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
As it pertains to Kenny Holtzman. So we're going to get the Grobron. And one thing, too, that we did last week on the show, Steve, and I think we should do it again because it was a lot of fun. From where are you listening right now? If you are listening to Saturday Suckage.
We didn't get to all that, yeah.
Right. Steve Rosenblum and Mark Grody. Where, like, we had a lot of fun just asking people, like, where do you listen from? Maybe you're driving. If you are, please stop before you text or voice activate.
Right.
Yeah, don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, are you at home? What are you doing? Are you working on something and listening to us? Just tell us what you are doing while you are listening to us, wherever it might be, because we got a kick out of it. And throw your name on there, too, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Right. And even if you're driving, don't use that. I have a friend who speaks into her watch. my friend AMS speaks into her watch. And there's two problems with that. You're still being distracted, speaking into your watch and the that kind of texting. And the other thing is that they don't get the words you want and they don't spell it right. And then it looks even dumber. So don't do that. But you can do that at 312-644-6767 is the number you can text us, call us. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And I think we'll come back with the new, broader, bigger, wider version of what Mark heard.
Sweet.
Okay? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, what Mark heard, and then what texts he read from where you're listening to us. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Saturday Suckage, like it ought to be, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We don't have turds on this team.
It's time for What Mark Heard, a rundown of the best sound coming out of Hallis Hall this week on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Well, you did it again, Mark. We should just be doing this every week. Mark Grody, Steve Rosenblum, and before we went to break, Mark asked, so just let us know where you're listening to us from. What are you doing? What are you doing? So we have, I mean, we'll never get to all of these. They go all the way back. There's like 17 pages already. Fort Wayne, I'm working, Rensselaer. And this immediately popped up, 312, listening as part of the Wake and Bake Club in River North. And this is from 224. I'm listening on my smart speaker, getting high and playing video games. We are such the Wake and Bake Club station.
Yeah.
That sounds like every day off I've had in the last year.
Right. And here's 312, making lunch until gun smoke comes on. That's from Charlie. There you go.
That's so beautiful. Paul in Palos Heights is cleaning his fish tank. We have somebody listening near Metamora, Illinois, near Peoria. I want to give a shout out to Metamora. Hey, you don't have to tell me where Metamora is. I did some work there. Metamora Redbirds, baby. I used to do high school basketball and football games in the area for Peoria. Peoria is the big city for Metamora. So, oh, yeah. This is Don listening on radio.com from Casa Grande, Arizona. You guys suck.
Perfect. Yeah, so do you for being a hell of a lot warmer than us. We're going to get the season's biggest snowfall in a couple days. So up yours, Don. 773, I'm in the front room on the sofa, matching socks on the coffee table. It sucks.
Delightful.
502, listening from Frankfort, Kentucky, sucking on a blunt and enjoying Saturday Suckage, former Wakanda, Illinois resident, Jeff. Sweet. All right.
Love so the suckage from the 309, listening in Normal, Illinois. I'm assuming Normal, Illinois, while fixing my mom's microwave. Normal Tom.
Right. There you go.
Hey, go Redbirds.
Yeah, go Redbirds. Metamora Redbirds, ISU Redbirds. It's a Redbird day today.
847, I'm driving to work right now as Steve's emotional support oracle tonight. I'll have to listen to him complain about people who don't wear masks, mixed with his usual mirth and jocularity. And don't forget merriment and hijinks. All right, what did Mark hear this week?
All right, let's get into what did Mark hear this week and bringing it open. Here's what I heard this week. We are going to be Bears heavy once again, and Mike Lombardi is a regular guest on the Mully and Haw show just about every week during the football season. And since we were just talking about it with Tom Silverstein of who covers the Green Bay Packers and where the Bears need to go and to get, how can the Bears get to a Super Bowl level? Here's Mike Lombardi on that conundrum.
I was really encouraged by the lateness of the season where they could actually try to run the ball. I think they've got to improve the offensive line greatly. I think the one thing when you look at the Bears team, if you want to be a Super Bowl team, you've got to have a blue chip quarterback, you've got to have a bunch of blues and red chip players in the offensive line, and you've got to have a blue chip defensive rusher. You've got to have those elements. You know, everything else doesn't matter until you get that fixed, and I think that's the plan if you're Ted Phillips. All the other things are just excuses.
All right, so the question becomes, Steve, and this is for you, and I think for fans listening right now, are you really prepared? Are you truly prepared and seriously wanting the Bears to go back to that run-the-ball, conservative passing game style? Like, because that is the way it was trending, and it was working, and the offensive line, I think, is a little bit better than what Mike Lombardi was saying. But and I think that, yeah, I think there could be some changes at tackle this year. You might draft an offensive lineman, but are you truly prepared to go back to that conservative style of offense the Bears used to run and always have run, basically, up until they tried to do things different with Mark Trestman and then tried to do things different with Matt Nagy and didn't get good results?
I'm all for anything that gets Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, gets them all, and Ted Phillips especially, gets them all fired. I think we saw in the last two games against real teams, Packers and Saints, that the Bears' idea of whatever they thought they could do, it was done out of desperation. It was a fraud. They beat the three of the worst defenses in the league. I don't believe that Matt Nagy knows what he's doing as a head coach. I'm convinced. It's clear Ryan Pace has no clue what he's doing at quarterback. Nothing's ever going to work with those two in those positions because of that. And everything that happened, the offensive line got better. Oh, David, why? Because of injuries. All those guys were there. The Bears didn't put them there until they were desperate. Oh, David Montgomery began running for a lot of yards. Wow, look at that. Why is that? Oh, well, because Cordarrelle Patterson was hurt and they had to use the one running back who was left. Oh, Mitch Trubisky looked like a real quarterback. Why is that? Well, they cut the field in half. Every time he threw from the pocket, he threw an interception in the end zone. It's just idiocy up and down the line. Step back and see it what it is. The Bears want participation ribbons for being nice in the hallway. They don't want Super Bowl. They don't want Lombardi trophies. They don't know how to get there. So they'll settle for nice, and that's it. This current situation cannot exist, will never lead to a championship. Collaboration or no.
Can I chime in real quick, too, guys? The idea that the Bears need to go to a conservative, run-heavy offense will not win a Super Bowl in the modern NFL. That's not going to happen. They need to find a good quarterback, period. End of story. You look at even the Titans. They run the ball better than any team in the league. Look where they're at now, sitting at home on Championship Sunday. They were there last year, and they got blown out.
Yep. No, you're right. Until the NFL changes again, and I'm sure it will at some point in time, maybe in a decade or two, where it goes back to running the football and tight ends and things like that. You're right, Studs. I mean, you have to in the modern – unless you have elite beyond elite defense – you cannot survive in this NFL without an explosive, well, I don't know if explosive, but a really good offense that puts up 25 to 30 points a game. So that is very true. Next cut here on What Mark Heard. I'm going to be honest with you. This is the first time ever I will have played a cut for you guys that Mark has actually not heard. I saw the headline of this cut as I was sifting through all the cut sheets that come to the Score, and yeah, this one just intrigued me.
I can vouch for this cut, Grody. I've heard it. It's good.
Is it good?
Yes,
is it good?
Is.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh, good. Wow. So I kind of knew what I was thinking. The cut says, the headline says, what people don't know about Mitchell Trubisky, and it's from the former Bears defensive coordinator, Chuck Pagano. Studs, give it a spin.
Mitchell Trubisky, a lot of conversation. What do people not know about Mitchell Trubisky that you got to see every day being the Bears defensive coordinator the past two seasons?
I think going through what he went through and then coming back and leading us to those victories, you know, down the road, and, you know, getting us in the playoffs. I mean, you got a tough son of a gun there, mentally, physically. You know, the guy's a winner and he's a warrior. And to be put in those circumstances that he was, and to go through what he did, you know, and to stay with it. I've seen a lot of guys go the other way. We all have, you know, and for him to stay right there and then all of a sudden, okay, your number gets called again. You know, Nick goes down and then you come back in. He's got a lot of love and respect in that building. Those players, his teammates, they love Mitch and they respect Mitch and they have his back. I wish I could have done more, you know, for Coach Nagy, and that organization, and for the offense, and to help those guys, you know, but love Mitch.
You know what? Actually, this cut is actually symbolic of what Trubisky has become with the Bears, and it shows us that love and respect and toughness, they're all great, but you know what? It ain't enough. It ain't enough. And like I said, those are all probably imperative parts to being a quarterback and gaining that respect. Like, maybe that's the part Jay Cutler never had with the Bears, but it just shows you that those things are not enough, and it comes down to being a good quarterback. The way you throw the ball, your accuracy, your ability to read defenses, he never went wrong in the character area of his life. It was just the actual playing of the football that was not good enough, or has not been good enough yet for Trubisky.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He can't play quarterback. It's just idiot talk. I'm sorry. He can't throw from the pocket unless he's throwing to the other team. It's just, what more do you need to see? But apparently McBeavis and Butthead, George and Ted, just, okay, as long as he's nice, as long as he's respectful, that's okay. We don't care that he sucks in playing the game of football. It's just it's completely misguided, and it's just idiot actions. I'm so tired of this, and I hate Matt, 847. Texts us, he's listening to us while walking in sunny San Diego. We hate this person.
Appreciate you listening to us from sunny San Diego. 309,
love the suckage. Listening in normal. There you go, Mark. Listening in normal while fixing my mom's microwave. Normal Tom. Spire was $40. Buy her a new one.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I mean, come on. Just, yeah. And so this is the listening to the radio at my kitchen table whilst working on a 30-pack. Boss is at work. You guys
we really got Central Illinois coming in strong today, because another one listening in a parking lot in Peoria Notre Dame High School while my son is actually it just flipped on me. My son is actually practicing, I think. I don't know. I just lost the text. But anyway, shout out to Peoria and Normal and Metamora, Jacksonville. What's going on today, Central Illinois? It's great to hear from you on the big show.
815, right. Listening to Saturday Suckage on my way to band practice, where we wake, bake, and certainly suck. Zach in Lincoln Park. All right. One time at band camp. All right.
We have somebody listening in Pontiac, which is like my halfway point to Normal, Illinois. And they have a prison there. That's what I know about Pontiac. They've got a big maximum security prison. So, hey, everybody, be careful. All right, do we continue on here? I know we're running out of time. We might not get all our cuts in, so settle
down.
That's all
right.
We'll be all right.
That's why we suck. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why we suck. Okay, so we need to hear this again. I know that some of you probably have heard this cut on the score, but Sean Desai is the Bears' new defensive coordinator. Sam Acho was on the score on the Lawrence Holmes Show with Zach filling in, and this is what Acho said about Desai as we talked about players and coaches vouching for him before he was hired. This is before he was hired. Go.
He has all their credentials. When you think about the hiring trends in the league, people who not only come from within but come from successful tenures, he has every single credential to not only be a coordinator but to be the next great coordinator, number one. Number two, he has the experience. So he was with Vic for 4 years, essentially Vic's right-hand man. Yes, Ed Donatell had been with Vic in San Francisco as well. But Doc, as we call him, Sean Desai, was the guy right everywhere Vic went, Sean went. Right there, they walked hand-in-hand, number two. And number three, he's got the intelligence and leadership skills to do it. When you think about intelligence, if you're going to be the coordinator, you have to understand all levels of the defense. You have to understand the front end, the defensive line. You got to understand the linebackers in the middle. And you have to understand the secondary as well and be able to call plays. He's intelligent enough to do that. But also he's got the leadership skills as well. He's been tenured, right? People are saying, well, he's only been a quality control coach. He hasn't been a coordinator or a position coach yet and all these things, only for 1 year. He's had opportunities to be interviewed, but those opportunities have been blocked, right? The Bears have blocked him from interviewing because they understand how valuable he is. And so my point is, if you understand how valuable he is and how much of an asset he is to your organization, then I think you understand his value, and he should be the next guy for the job.
Yeah, you can only block a guy so many times before you promote him or let him go. And I do wonder, Steve, if Sam, seriously, if Sam Acho's very strong recommendation right there was heard by the Bears. And because, and I say that because George McCaskey has a very close relationship with Sam Acho. Like, those two guys are tight. And I know George McCaskey's always listened to Sam Acho, you know, for things off of the football field, and that's a pretty strong recommendation on the football field.
Well, we don't know. We, as a texter notes, we hope Desai doesn't suck as badly as this show. And so we thank that texter.
Nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, and there's two other texts I want to leave before we get on. We're going to talk Bulls with Rick Camp in just a moment. 312... listening in the same parking lot I do every Saturday in Northbrook, waiting for my son's appointment to end. It's what I call a perfect Saturday. Both the show and the errands suck equally. That's from JK Bang. JK exclamation point. And I love this. 815. I'm listening on the couch with my headphones on while my wife is telling me that I should start wearing protection after three kids.
Hey, another Central Illinois listening in Urbana, Illinois, and then from the 217 Mark.
Grody,
yeah.
I don't consider Urbana to be Central Illinois.
Really?
It's like East Central Illinois.
Why don't we ask Alice? Because
I guess we can't. It's technically in the middle of the state, so if we want to say that, but I consider it to be more like, because it's more east than it is central.
You know, you're right, because when I did work, and because I worked, for people who don't know, I worked in Peoria, I worked in Springfield, I worked in Lincoln, Illinois, and that was never part, like Urbana was never part of our like service area. So
yeah.
And so that's a good point. You're right. It never was on the map for us in covering. What about Decatur? Is Decatur Central Illinois?
Yeah,
that's
for
Central
sure.
Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it says, Mark, remember Decatur hates you. And I think that's a reference to the fact that I once applied for a job there, auditioned for a job there, and then didn't get it. It was for a morning show, which I really wanted. It was an FM morning show, and I didn't get it. So Decatur hates me.
Well, yeah, I think it worked out for you in the long run.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah,
no, I actually love Decatur. I actually go on the radio in Decatur like during the football season once a week to talk with one of my guys there. So I actually do like Decatur, but maybe they just didn't like me back. You know,
change your radio name to Danny Decatur here for the Big 670.
It's actually a good radio name.
One last text for now. We'll get to more. Uh-huh. These are wonderful. 612, but not where you think it is. Working, delivering Amazon groceries. It's important to have food for game day tomorrow. Love listening to the score. Signed, Michelle. Well, we thank you for listening, Michelle. Delivering groceries, yes. This is a run-up to the Super Bowl. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Bulls have won three games in a row. It took Billy Donovan 15 games to do it. It took Jim Boylan 123 games to do it. It just keeps getting dumber. And the change just keeps looking more and more overdue. So all of a sudden, they look like a team. The core, the bench, oh my God, look at that. It's actual basketball. It's going to take some adjustment. We will talk to Rick Camp, host the Score pregame and postgame show on the radio, after this. Saturday Suckage, thanks for listening. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.